Welcome to Live Daf, your online Daf Yomi Shir.
Shalom Aleichem. Welcome back to today's Daf Hayomi Nida Daf Vav. We are holding three lines off the top of the Amud, and right in the middle of an interesting discussion. So we all know that the Chachamim applied a tumah me'eis leis, so if an isha discovers a flow of dam, she's considered to be tameh for the previous 24 hours as well. Now the question is, to what extent? So we know it's only because of uncertainty, because of the unknown factor. Perhaps the dam was already there, unnoticed. As we're going to see later in the Gemara, that tumah status is not all-encompassing. It does not apply to regular chulin materials that she had contact with. It only applies to kachim, perhaps truma as well, because of their higher, you know, standard, because of their being them being more fragile and delicate, so to speak. So the question was posed yesterday: what about mishkav and meshav, a regular, standard, full-blown nida? She sits on something, she lies on something. That thing becomes tameh to the highest extent. It's an avatuma, a source of tumah, and if a person were to touch it, he becomes tummy and his clothing that he's wearing. So what about the me'eis leis period, yeah, previous 24 hours? Do we, you know, what extent of tumah do we apply? Full-blown, like a regular nida? Also applies to mishkav and meshav, or perhaps not. And Rava contended, yes. She's like a regular nida for mishkav and meshav purposes as well. We have a right from a brisa to Rava's opinion. So we start on the third line from the top. Tanya, we say the Rava. We have a right from a brisa to Rava's point. Here goes. Haroya dam. A woman notices dam, not just a stain, real dam. Matama is lays. She's telling for the previous 24 hours, just in case. So my matama pertain to what? What is she going to be matama? Mishkav. There you go. Mishkav is Mishkav. Oich, food, or mashkin, or drink, or liquid that she may have touched. Ooh, klicheres hamukav tzamed pasul, even a klicheres, which is totally sealed, properly plucked, which is typically protected from an oil hameis, but when it comes to onida, there's no protection. Rashi brings the Helgemara based on the pasuk there that heset, she merely moves it, touches it, even from the outside, just moving it around, is metame, even a klicheres. Okay, so although being sealed would protect its content, if the entire kli was an oil hameis, not so by anida. If she moves it, she metame the kli as well, despite its plugged seal. Another point, that although we do apply tumah status for the previous 24 hours, but it's not like her schedule's now all messed up. No. We know that today is, you know, the first day of her sighting, etc., etc., so her cycle is pretty organized. There's nothing confusing about it, even though, right, even though Chacham applied a tumah to the previous 24 hours, but like we said, it's only a chumrah, it's misafik, only to taharis that she may have touched, but not that actually we consider as though she saw dam yesterday. So Minat Torah is the only tummy from today going forward. Today is her day number one. So she's not messed up in any way in terms of her scheduling. Ve'enu metames boilo mafreya. Likewise, another leniency is that her husband who interacted with her in the last 24 hours would not be considered tummy, as typically would happen if a person interacts with a nida. Her tumah sort of jumps over to him. But in this case, since she was not a confirmed nida for the previous 24 hours, just a chumra mid rabbanon, so it doesn't affect her husband. Rabbi Akiva Omer, it does. We give her nida status with respect to the man as well, metamez boil. But ve'ena moina el mashal sharos, in terms of counting, today is number one, despite the fact that we apply a tumah retroactively for the last 24 hours, but Minat Torah, she had a chaskas tahara, she's presumed to be Torah until today, and today's her first day of seeing. But Araya Kasim, if a woman notices a stain, in that case, we have no clue when it arrived. She wouldn't have felt it, she wouldn't. So in that case, On the one hand, she's similar to the previous woman. Matama lama freya. She's matama retroactively for the previous 24 hours. So my matama. What is affected by her tumu? Anything that she had contact with. Oichla, mashkin, mishkabes, mishabes, klecheres. Bukhlecheres, mukhav tamad pasal. Umik, oh, here goes. Umikul kalas lamanyam. In this case, we have no clue where she's holding in terms of her cycle. Because this thing could have arrived yesterday. And also it affects the person who interacted with her in the last 24 hours. But in terms of actually counting her days, it's only going to be from today. In Tesis has a kasha, well, how could she do otherwise? We have no idea when this thing arrived. So of course, if she's starting her 7-day, clean count, of course it has to be from today. Taisus says that we're speaking that she saw also another day or two after the stain was discovered. The point of the Gemara is to teach us that we can only start counting from the actual sighting of the blood, the flow later on. You can't start from the day of discovering the stain, because perhaps the stain came from elsewhere. There's a whole discussion to explain this apparent redundancy in the Gemara. But in any case, just like if you notice a flow, you get that retroactive, 24-hour back period of tumah, which affects anything you have come to contact with, food, drink, mishkabes and mishabes, likewise by a stain. But here comes a disclaimer. Vizeh vizeh. In either of those cases, toilin, it's not like she was confirmed to be tame. It's just maybe. So if she had contact with truma, that truma is not going to be burnt. It's not definitively tame. It's in limbo. You can't eat it. You can't burn it. In conclusion, what do we see from this brisa? Exactly like Rabbi taught us. The tuma meis encompasses mishka v'moshe as well. That's right to Rabbi. Ask the Gemara, why didn't Rava just simply quote this Braisa? Rava, look, Ishmaeli Masnisa, have you heard about this Braisa? Neil Masnisa. Why doesn't he just quote the Braisa? Vilo Ishmaeli Masnisa, if he hadn't known about the Braisa, so how does he even know it's true? Kavachomer Manoli, how does he know to make that Kavachomer to introduce this Tumma of Mishkov and Moshev during the Meis La'is time frame? Answers the Gemara, Ilo Ishmaeli Masnisa, certainly he knew about the Braisa. But he wasn't content with just quoting the Brice, which can be misconstrued. We must nisa, if only from the Brice, I would say, oyoy the mobigodim. Sure, when the Brice says that during the Meis La'is time frame, she's Matami Mishkov, perhaps it just means that if a person touches the Mishkov, he's Tami. If his begodim touched the Mishkov directly, the begodim are Tami. But to take it to the extent that the Mishkov should be Matami, a person, and the Begadim is sitting on the person, which did not have direct contact with the Mishkov. That's a big chumrah. Perhaps that only applies to a Mishkov that was affected by a proper, confirmed Nida. But to the extent that the Tumah should hop onto the person and to the clothing that he's wearing, perhaps that not. That's why he builds it up through a Kavachemer, that even that is true. Now to the basic halacha of Meis La'is. What does it apply to? Amar Rav Huna, Meis La'is should be nida. When we say the nida has a tumah going back 24 hours, la'kodesh, it only applies to kodesh material. She touches carbon material, which has a very high degree of kedusha, and very highly sensitive to all matters of tumah. We keep it on a very high standard. So if she had contact with that, that becomes tumah. L'kodesh, avalei l'truma, but not the truma, which is on a lower tier. Asks the Gemara, so you have an element of advantage by kodesh over truma. Well, there's already a whole discussion back in Maseches Chagiga, a whole listing of things that only apply to kodesh, not to truma. Why doesn't it list this item over there as well? If that's the case, that it's limited to kodesh, listen, it should have been listed by those advantages. Answers the Gemara Pikatani. You know why it's not mentioned? Because over there we only mention Hechad the Islay Durar, only situations which have an element, a basis. Durar the Tumah. For instance, we speak there about something which became Tameh, had to be Toivalit, so there's a Chumrah in Tevilah, something which is already Tameh, had to be Toivalit for Kodesh as opposed to Truma, because it had some inkling, some element of Tumah already. Avalecha, the less like Durar the Tumah, but in our case, there's no substantiated element of Tumah. The whole thing is just an uncertainty. The Tumah happened now, but we go back for the previous 24 hours. That's not considered something which is Durar the Tumah. So it's not, like Tony, it's not mentioned alongside those other cases which are of a different nature. But really, it is true that the Tumah Meis Leis is limited to Kodesh. Meis becomes Akash. So we have the Braisa, Mayim Atamah. What will she affect during the 24 hours? Oichlin Amashkin, food, liquids. So once the Braisa sort of elaborates into details, you would think it's covering all times. Myla, Ben the Kodesh, Ben the Truma. Loi, no, it's going on the Kodesh. Tashma, comes another right, Rabbi Daimir. So the Chachamim instituted a regiment of Bedikas. So a woman should examine herself. So a Kohenes is eating Truma. Rabbi Daimir, Af Peshas Avarosim Echa Betruma. Not only do they do a bidika when they are approaching, you know, a truma meal to certify that they're tahor and fit for eating truma. Even when they're done, when the meal's over, shas avarasam mechmat truma. They're leaving when they're completing their truma meal. They have to do a bidika. The question is, what's the purpose? Meal is over. But the question was posed on that halacha mayda haba haba. What was? What's the point? Apparently the need is to certify that the leftover foods that she's handling now, the foods that were left over from that meal, you want to know what their status is. Sure, what she ate is over, it's gone, but you want to confirm her status right now with respect to the leftovers that she's handling to ensure that that truma in fact is tahor. Oh, that's akasha. Why? Because a minute ago, Rav Huna told us that there's no issue regarding Truma. Regarding Truma, we say, what you see is what you get. She found a flow, she found dam. Okay, the concern is limited to that time only. Dayashata, you don't go back in time. So once she's done eating the Truma, she walks away from the meal and the leftovers. So even if she found dam a minute later, how does that affect anything going back in time? Apparently, Meis Leis will have an effect on Truma. It's Akash and Rav Huna who says, no, it's limited to Kodesh. It does not apply to Truma. Answers the Gemara. Rav Huna will have a different way to explain the reason for that post-meal bedika. It's not coming to ensure the status, the tahara status of the Truma that she had handled throughout the meal. It's coming to certify the tahara status of the truma she's handling now. Suppose she notices dam right now. So the truma that she just put down a minute ago, or a few seconds ago, I should say, will become tummy because it's part and parcel of the same moment in time. It's in such close proximity to the discovery of the dam. It's called kashir vest. Immediately, that's affected by the dam that she just discovered. But you're right, Meis Leis, the Tumah that we apply to the previous 24 hours, well, before the discovery of the Dam, of course that does not apply to Truma. Rav Huna Masne, Rav Huna learns. Rav Huna Masne, Listra Shraim Shivadir. Rav Huna learned that the purpose of the post-meal Badika is so that if she discovers Dam now, Shabbat Ka'atzmach Shirvesh, she checked herself within a shear called shear vest. Rashi says, the word vest is miyad, immediately, in social close proximity. So she put down the bananas, and right away she checked, she found that those bananas would be affected. Consider as though she was already tummy while she was putting down those bananas. So, she should check herself immediately post-meal, because If turns out that she was discovers Dom now, those bananas, she just put down her tummy. So you want to ensure the status of those bananas. So we thought that the Bedika was to certify what happened, you know, going back in time. No! It's meant to substantiate her current status. And the activity that took place in very close proximity to her current moment of discovery or non-discovery. So that's the point of the Bedika. Toshma comes another kash. Rafuna says that Me'es Leis is only an issue by Kachim, not by Truma. Here comes a story, Mas. So there's a sheet of Rabbi Eliezer, discussed later on, who says that a woman, any woman, who sort of took a break, she missed a couple of cycles. Okay, three cycles in a row, there was no Dam. She's considered disengaged from Dam. And should she see again, we suspend the Me'es Le'es concept. And it's only Daya Sha'atam. She's only going to be Tamei from that moment going forward. Chacham disagree. They say it only applies to certain cases, certain women who are not accustomed to seeing Dam, but not to a regular woman who happened to take a break for a couple of months. Now it so happens that Rebbe once ruled leniently, like Rebbe Lezer Shita. So what happened was there was this type of woman who had suspended her cycle, she missed, you know, and she had discovered Dam, and she had been involved in, you know, she wasn't handling some materials before, prior to noticing the Dam. Rebbe says, not to worry. There's no Me'es Le'es concept by this woman, like Rabbi Eliezer Shita. So there was a story of Asa Rabbi. Rebbe followed Rabbi Eliezer, and then he recalled, Lachash Niskar, that he shouldn't have done that. Omar, he says, you know what? Done is done. Kedai, Rabbi Eliezer, is worthy enough. List Mechalov to rely on him. Return to Amid Vez. Bishas Al-Chach in a time of need. Rashi says it was a time of famine, there was a shortage of food. Tosis learns that the fellow who had asked the question had left town. It would have been a real big hassle to go find it. So Bishas Al-Chach will just keep it that way. But the question was, what exactly took place? What was the back and forth here? Initially he adopted the lenient approach, Rabbi Eliezer's approach, and then he reminded himself about something, he regretted, and he said, you know what, let's leave it alone. My Lachash Niska, what do you mean he recalled? What did he recall? Ilema, do you mean Lachash Niskar, De'en Alach Rabbi Eliezer, then in fact we do not accept Rabbi Eliezer's opinion. Ella rather Karabonim. Well, if that's the case, then how could, even in a time of Dechak, how could he go with the opinion which is not acceptable halachically? Shas al-chak, hechiyavit kavasei, how would he follow Rabbi Eliezer? Ella, apparently what the Gemara means is like this. Ella, lo itmar, there was no definitive conclusion to the machlekes. Lo itmar, hechasa lekemar, lekemar, there was no clear-cut conclusion like either opinion. Chimish and Iskar, but what did he recall? He recalled that it wasn't a yachid against a yachid, it was an individual or blazer opposed by the multitude, by the rabbin. The halach is, when it's a yachid or rabbin, we pass like the rabbin. That's what he recalled. Kivish and Iskar, love yachid polagale, that it wasn't another individual disagreeing with Rabbi Eliezer. Ela rabbin pligale was the multitudes. So he should have sided with them. That's the as per the standard, procedure. Yochid v'rabim, we go with the rabim. Omar, but still he says, Kedai or Rabbi Eliezer, Lus b'chol p'shatat chak. In this case, I'll just stick Rabbi Eliezer. End of story. Now, what exactly was the issue? What was the material, the matter that was subject to this discussion? I amis b'shlem l'truma. Now, it would make very much sense if Meis Leis is concerned by truma. So there would have been truma during Rebbe's lifetime, even though he lived after the Chorban, Rashi says, in the end of the Tanaic period. But there was truma still in effect. Hainu, the Habe truma, may Rebbe. It explains the presence of the Truma phenomenon, time of Rebbe. Well, the Amr is the Kodesh, but if the whole Meis Leis is only an issue by Kodesh, there was no Kodesh during his time. Kodesh made Rebbe Mihavoy. It was after the Churban. How do you have Kodesh? Answer to one Kedu Ula, as per Ula, Amr Ula. Yep, they held on to elements of Kodesh, Chavraya, the upstanding, you know, righteous people in Golil. Medakon, Matkon, Begalila. Matkon means like they were matir. They kept their wine pure and clean, just in case. Rashi says, just in case, the Beis Hamidosh will be rebuilt. Shami Baram Hamidosh. So they kept the Kodesh standards. Hachinami, likewise over here, Mei Rabbi, in time of Rabbi, was speaking about material that was maintained on a standard of Kodesh. Hence, the Meis Leis would pose a concern. Toshmai comes another Raya. Rav Huna told us that Meis Leis is only concerned by Kodesh, not by Truma. Masad was a story of Yishev Chaser with the maidservant Sharon Lil. So Oifa Kikushal Truma. She was engaged in baking loaves of Teruma bread. Now it sounds like we're talking plain Teruma. Uben Kalachas Vachas Mdicha Yodam Maimodekas. And she had this practice that between each loaf she would rinse her hands, do a self examination to ensure her Tahara status. And the Tahara of the breads. Bachron, it turns out, at the very last bread, Batka Matzah Tmeya. So after the last bread, she discovered that. What to do? Ubas, Vishal Shomulash, came to ask the boss. Vamrali says, Kulon Tmeyas. Everything is affected. Amrali, she says, no, one second, Rebbe. Vali Bedika Hoysali Ben Kolachas Vachas. I executed a Bedika between each loaf. So why is everything considered tame? Amar says, oh, that's the case. Im kein, he to me. Only the last one is tame. The rest are okay. End of story. Tame me. So what do the Brises say? Kipshal Truma. This retroactive Truma would have affected and did affect Truma material. Apparently Meis Leis is an issue by Truma as well. Unlike Rav Huna. The answer is no. My truma slach me toida. Truma here is a reference to the portion of the toida breads, which is carbon material that's given to a kohen. Out of the 40 breads, 4 different categories of breads, right? 10, 10, 10, 10. One of each 10, a total of 4, are given to the kohen. These are truma, but they're truma of carbon material. So, again, we're back to kachem, and kachem is certainly effective in Meis Leis. Asks the Gemara, hold it, how could you say that? What you're doing baking the breads meant for the kohen? Meaning, the standard procedure is first you bake up the 40 breads and then you take a sampling, one bread per category, bake bread, and you give it to the kohen. You don't give it to the kohen before you bake it. So how could you be engaged in baking the kohen's truma bread? That for Shinobel is Shayu. All those standard procedures to bake it and then make it into Truma. In this case, they designated it as Kayan bread before they baked it, while it was still being kneaded in its dough form. Rashi brings, Tosis brings, this way they can make them look special and supreme. So they chose to designate it in its dough form. That explains why she's baking, the Kayan's Truma bread. As per the following halacha, you can do that. Lach mitah d'shofen dalat chalas yotza. See, I declare as follows. Although ideally, you're meant to have a total of 40 breads by the carbon toida, but if you have them in four jumbo breads, one of each type, you're okay. But the question was posed on this halacha: how could that work? But we're not born. Don't we need 40 mitzvah? Yeah, that's preferred. That's ideal, but you can make it into just 4. So we condense, 40 into 4. Asks the Gemara, but what about the kohens? Well, be not frushi truma, you have to give one to the kohen, one out of each type. Okay, maybe I'll slice off a chunk of, each one of the 4 breads. Instead of giving him a full bread, you give him a chunk of the jumbo one. You can't do that. Echad, Amar Achman, the Torah specifies you've got to give him one loaf, one uncut unit, one complete loaf. Amar Achmana, Shloitel Prusa, you can't slice and give it to him, Barminan. And the answer was given. How does this work? Oh, the only solution would be that it was designated in dough form. So you had this huge dough, took off a piece and says, this is going to be for the Kohen's portion. Then he baked the rest as one big jomo bread. And the Kohen's bread is still whole, complete, uncut. What do we see from here? That you can be miyached the truma of the lachmei toida in the dough form of chanami. That explains our story as well with the shivcha. That's exactly what happened. After shinu b'lishayu, they made the afrosh a while in its dough form. So we thought we're talking truma. No, we're talking about lachmei toida. Tashmai comes another raya, similar story, almost a replication. There was another story. In this case, she was packing up the wine, sealing the barrels. She was barreling up. She was, you know, sealing up the barrels of wine. And again, between each one, she would be madicha devamayim, rinse her hands, by dekes, do an examination. Machroina, bat kumatzat meya. After the very last barrel, she discovers blood. Ubos v'shol. She came to ask Gamliel. Gamliel says, retroactive tumo, everything's tummy, cool on tummies. Amrullah said, what do you mean? I did a bidika between each one. Amrullah said, oh, if that's the case, you saved the day. MK and heat, may only the last one is affected. Fuchum, but the rest are tahirus. Same question as before. What are we talking? Truma or Kodesh? Yamas b'shlem echada the Kodesh, echada truma. He? So it makes very sense if one of these two stories was truma, one was kodesh. That explains why she came to ask again, because of different circumstance. Ha'inu the hadav shad. That explains why she came to ask again. Eli amrus, if you're going to tell me, either vidi the kodesh, that they're both identically kodesh, because only kodesh is subject to meis leis issues. Lo malul mahadav shad. Why would she go back and ask him again? It's the same story. She knows what to do from last time. Ma'isa shoyu b'shtei shivchas shivchay soyu. You think it's the same person or two different maidservants? So they're both Kodesh and happen under different circumstances with different players. Okay, so according to this piece of Gemara, Rav Huna teaches that Meis Leis, the retroactive, you know, Tuma going back 24 hours, is only an issue by Kodesh, not by Trum. There's Nachri. No, Amri Lo, there's another version of Rav Huna. Yep, Meis Leis, Shebenida, is Metam, will affect Bein Le Kodesh, Bein Le Trum, Bein Le Truma. Mimai, what's my proof? How do I know? For that same reason that we had before as a kasha, this is going to be a riot. We have the Mishnah Chagiga, which cites elements of superiority applying to Kodesh over Truma, and it's not mentioned there. Apparently, regarding Meis Leis, there's no difference between Kodesh and Truma. It affects them both equally. Homer Le Rav Nachman. So Nachman asked him, really? V'tani Tana, the Kodesh of the Truma, we have a rice. That Meis Leis only concerned for Kodesh, not Truma. So what's the answer? Kibla minei Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak. So Rav Nachman heard this, you know, the question from Rav Nachman, and he resolved it as follows. He says, when the Braisa excludes Truma, we're not talking about regular Truma. Regular Truma would be subject to Meis Leis issues. Rather, we're speaking b'chulin, regular, ordinary food, which was maintained as though it's chulin. You know, kahanim would do that in order to practice, you know, keeping higher standards or for whatever reason. So sometimes they would maintain it as though it's truma. Sometimes they would maintain it even on a higher level, as though it's kodesh and subject to all the, you know, halachas of kodesh. And that's what we're talking about. B'chulin shenas v'tar is kodesh. So when we say Meis Leis applies to Kodesh, we're not talking about legitimate Kodesh, legitimate Truma. We're talking about Chulin, which is being sort of treated, labeled as though it's Kodesh. So we give it the same standard as Kodesh, and it's subject to Meis Leis as well. But not V'loy B'chulin Shenasu Al Taras Truma. But look, Chulin, which is being treated as Truma, that's very, you know, a stretch, right? You can do it, but to say that we should treat it as Truma regarding being subject to the Tum Meis Leis, it's already a stretch. We don't want to do that. It's already, you know, going a bit far. So again, according to the second version, Aisha discovers that she's telling me for the previous 24 hours, Misafik, Midrabbanan, regarding Kodesh only, according to the first version of Rav Huna. According to the second version, Kodesh and Truma. And regarding Chulin, regular Chulin not, but Chulin that was given the status of Kodesh, yes, but not Chulin, that was merely given the status of Trum. Okay, pick it up, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow. All the best to you, and Hatzlacha Rabba.